I listened to your voicemail again today. I know I should delete it, but I can't. It's the only place where you still say my name. So I hit play.
I love you.
Close my eyes. And for 12 seconds, you're home.
Listen to me carefully. Turn off the lights and step away from the window. No, don't ask questions. If he knocks, don't answer. If he says my name, don't believe him. I'm standing across the street right now, and I can see him wearing my coat.
I didn't steal the bake sale money, Marcy. I borrowed it for tactical cupcake purposes. There's a difference. Also, if anyone asks, the smoke alarm was faulty. The brownies were rustic, and Principal Haskins absolutely did not see me crawl through the cafeteria window.
I told you we were full. I told everyone. But the guest in room 7 keeps ringing the bell, asking for fresh towels and tea. The problem is, we tore down room 7 20 years ago after the fire. So tell me, officer, who exactly checked in last night?
Dear Anna, the moon is quieter than I imagined. No birds, no traffic, just my own breathing inside this suit, reminding me I'm still human. I can see Earth from here. It looks so small, and somehow, it makes missing you feel enormous.